I love that stuff. Sal Palantonio again. He's got a new book out, How Football Explains America. Check it out. It's a new release. And, man, I thought he was good. Deshaun Watson's press conference coming up maybe in about 15 minutes, so we'll hang tight as we get ready for what he has to say going into this week's game against Washington. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. You are at 216-474-0092. Jeff, thoughts on our conversation with Sal?
It baffles me. Not what Sal said. It just, and I asked him about the Browns and not running the ball, and he didn't have the specifics on it, which, of course, neither do we. And, you know, he said, I can't explain why they're not doing that. As Sal said, they're running the football more than the league has run the football since 1983 at this point. I thought that was a fascinating number for him to share with us. And it makes me wonder why the Browns, I mean, we're talking about an offensive line. I know an offensive line is beat up, so you can't run the ball. Okay, then you can't pass protect. Then you can't do anything. Yeah, you can do something. Offensive linemen love to block in the running game, run the ball, and help set up everything else. And yet the Browns are among the league low in running attempts this year. I do not get it.
Last week, they threw the ball 32 times. They ran the ball 22, and 8 of those carries were Deshaun Watson. So your running backs only ran the ball 14 times last week. And normally I would say, okay, maybe your passing numbers are a little bit higher because you need to score more than a touchdown. You need more than 10 points. The Browns were within the 10-point range the entire game. So don't tell me that they were chasing it down and they threw the ball more at the end of the game
without
because
question,
they were behind.
You're absolutely right, Andy.
So there's no excuse on that. I just...
And the weird thing is we know Kevin Stefanski likes to run the football. Now, do you think you can't run it with this line? I'd argue that, because if you can't run it, then you can't pass it. So why are you passing so much? You know what I mean? Maybe if you balance it, it'll help things out a little bit. And I also, you don't have Nick Chubb. Sorry, Deontay Foreman, when he took over in Carolina after McCaffrey got traded, rushed for over 900 yards. Jerome Ford had a real solid season last year. You can run the ball. You can do that. You have Royce Freeman on the practice squad. Is Royce going to the Hall of Fame? No. Can he run the ball? Yes. And we see week after week after week, any guys who get carries get yards. That's the way the NFL works. And I would really hope the Browns come out and run the football against the Commanders on Sunday.
I want to go. We've got those stats that Sal just gave us. I want to go through those again because they were fascinating. I want to take up a phone call though first. Miranda is in Westlake. Hi, Miranda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm okay. Like, I've literally sat on my shoulders of my grandpa during the drive. I've been a football fan my whole entire life, and I was a sports player my whole entire life. I coached our junior national teams for soccer. I was a team player and a leader.
Mark, Miranda, first of all, congratulations. That is an amazing resume. Amazing.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, though.
Oh.
I know leaders, okay?
Okay.
So, like, for 3 years, these men have been giving everything to this quarterback that's been paid millions of dollars more than him that's been playing on the bench. And our receivers, like, you can't blame our freaking receivers for, like, getting a perfect throw once in a while because, they're usually jumping, like, high in the air 7 feet to get their fingertips on the freaking ball and getting crushed. And our offensive line and our defense... how many times are we going to get on the field with our defense? Like, we cannot blame our defense, and our offensive line is hurt because, you know what? It's really hard to be an offensive lineman when there is no communication and he sits alone on the bench.
Not
a leader.
All right, I'm going to ask you the magic question. Do you feel better after getting that off your chest? Do you feel better?
I do. I'm sorry.
No,
I, like,
you're allowed
really
to. That's right. You got the expanded version of a Browns Therapy Monday. That's all. Miranda, call again. We appreciate it. Thank you. That was a Browns Therapy Monday call right there.
It was certainly a Browns Therapy Monday call. On a Wednesday.
Yeah. So, look, who was it that said we don't let people talk? Who was it?
Somebody who got under your skin.
Way under my skin. Keith's in Willoughby. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, good.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, man. Listen, I've been watching football for 60 years. And
another good resume.
Yep.
That doesn't make me an expert, but I'm just saying that. I've observed that I don't think it's not a running game anymore, and I think we've seen that over the last years that it's become more of a passing game. And if you look at, like, we used to have great running backs, right? Brown, Greg Pruitt, Leroy Kelly.
We've always seemed to have good running backs, yep.
Well, yeah, we always had them, and that was the way it was back in the day. But now we are passing more. And so my perspective on the offensive and defensive lines, the offensive lines, if you look at just a typical athlete on the offensive line versus defensive line, the offensive lines guys are not as athletic. They are tend to be bigger. That's okay for pass blocking. But I submit to you guys that if we turn things around and the guys on the offensive line were as athletic and as fast as the guys on the defensive line, we'd have a different situation here. We wouldn't have an offensive line problem anymore.
Well, our offensive line problem, though, is not – it's injuries. I mean, like, how do you – there's no answer for that.
Well, we think it's injuries. I think it's injuries, but other teams have injuries, and they're getting it done offensively.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Keith and Willoughby, thank you. Appreciate it. Let me give you some of those numbers because I thought they were super interesting. I'll dive into just one or two. Again, Deshaun Watson, his press conference coming up about 1 o'clock. 1 month into the 2024 season, the competition has never been tighter as more games have been decided by 8 points, 39 of them, 7 points, 38 of them, and 6 points, 32 at this point than any other season. What's that say about the parity? And these are all Sal Powell numbers that he gave us during the interview. That's amazing. They've been tied. I mean, look, the Browns games have all been within a touchdown except for Dallas.
And Sal was stunned they lost to the Giants.
Blown away.
So were we.
I think we all were.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to figure it out. I'm going to go through some more of these numbers. We're also going to have Deshaun Watson coming up from Berea, so we'll get into that in just a few moments. Actually, let's do that. Let's do it right now. Let's keep going because I like these numbers. League-wide teams are averaging 21.6 points per game, the fewest through 4 weeks since 2010. Are defenses better?
No. No.
Are offenses worse?
I think teams are trying to figure some things out, Andy. It goes back, I think, to what Sal said. You know, the league is designed to favor the passing game. Defensive coordinators have figured out, okay, how can we do that? Well, we can blitz like crazy. We can send everybody after the quarterback. And now offenses have to adjust. And how do they adjust? You adjust by running the football. I mean, that what keeps a – if a guy's blitzing and you run past him, oh, that didn't work, did it? And I think that's something that you're going to see is going to be a problem, Andy. I do. Hmm. I think it's a problem.
Well, so throughout the history of football, it's always been the balance, right? I think you brought up the scales before. Right. That's how you see it, and it's the right way to do it.
Right.
For the last – probably until about 2 years ago, the scales were so heavily tipped on the offensive side that it was ridiculous.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden, defenses had figured out those Shanahan, Kubiak systems that we saw spreading all over the place that got the defense moving one direction, the quarterbacks moving the other direction, all of the cutbacks, all of that different stuff that was working so well. The defense had figured that out. They started playing these cover two, put the dome on top, and now the defense has swung to where it is so far ahead of what offenses are doing, and we are waiting for offenses to compensate. Now, some of that has to come down to what you said, Jeff, offensive line play. Like, offensive line play, we've had Mike Martz on the show going, we've seen lately the worst offensive line play we've ever seen. That this is the worst that it's been. That has become an epidemic. Now they're doing stuff on the front. Robert Mays did a great job breaking all this stuff down of what they're doing in fronts now to confuse the hell out of offensive lines with twists and stunts and all sorts of stuff going on, that now you're not only putting a dome on top to keep big plays from happening, but now you're confusing the guys up front. It just seems like defenses right now are really high on the scale, and offenses are trying to figure out how to rebalance the scale.
Well, let me give you some teams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is NFL rushing stats through four games. And Sal said the teams that are running the ball are winning and doing pretty well.
Yeah, the stat that he gave us was amazing.
Baltimore is leading the league in rushing at 220 yards per game. Derrick Henry's been great. And though Baltimore's record isn't magnificent right now, I think they look good. They're the number one rushing team in the NFL. Green Bay won with Malik Willis at quarterback while Jordan Love was out. He had a lot to do with the rushing, but they ran the ball well. The Commanders are running the ball with Jaden Daniels, but also with their running backs. The Eagles have had some issues, but they have Saquon Barkley. And you see the teams that are running the ball are doing pretty well offensively and in wins and losses.
Hmm. All right. We'll dive into all this stuff. Also, Deshaun Watson coming up here next. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.